Sometimes it can be hard to choose what the perfect Christmas day out is. There are many options, especially in this area. We are absolutely deluged with brilliant Christmas days out. But have you thought about the Thorpe Perrow Arboretum? I am delighted to say that Lindsay Fletcher from the Arboretum has joined me in the studio for the Christmas show. Thank you for coming in, Lindsay.
Hi, Tom.
The great thing about your Arboretum at Christmas is your Santa's Grotto.
Yeah.
It is wonderful. It's like a journey going into your grotto, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So you walk through the Arboretum to get to the grotto, which is kind of at the far side of the Arboretum.
And then inside, it's a magical journey as well. You kind of journey through the North Pole in the various rooms to have a look at as well, aren't there?
Yeah, so you start off in kind of a magical winter wonderland and lots of different creatures in the forest and in the woods. And then you move through into kind of a polar environment where there's polar bears and seals and that kind of thing. Santa's donkeys are coming as well. I think they arrive next week.
Fantastic.
The reindeer obviously can't make it because they're on a really strict diet and training regime.
Yeah.
So unfortunately they can't make it because they're really busy.
So Santa's donkeys are here.
So the donkeys are here, yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, they do really important jobs, you know. They've got presents and things to move around the elves' workshop. So, yeah, they're taking time out from their really busy schedule to come and be with us.
That's great. And they're inside the grotto as well, aren't they? They've got a lovely little corner over in the grotto,
absolutely.
So you can go and see them. And Thorpe Perrow has a good track record with animals. You've got a nice selection of animals up there at the Arboretum.
Yeah, we've got
you?
A bird of prey and mammal centre. So we've got over 100 birds of prey and they do flying displays every day. And also meerkats, wallabies and other things that you can get involved with and feed and come and see.
It's a perfect day out, really, especially for the kids, because I don't know what it is, but meerkats are so entertaining to watch. So you can do all of that as well, of course, go through the grotto. And it's really well priced, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's only £5.50 per child to use the grotto. You pay the entry charges on top, but you really can make a full day out of it. We've got a tea room and an adventure play area and 100 acres to explore. So get the wellies on if it's been raining and come and have a good day out.
Oh, it's a proper winter wonderland kind of walk around, isn't it?
There's
something lovely about getting really wrapped up, getting the coat, the scarf, the hat, the gloves, all of that on, and going outside and wandering around a beautiful setting with all the leaves falling from the trees and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And enjoying that. But then, as you say, having this lovely Christmas experience. When does it open, the grotto?
So it's open from the 3rd of December, so the weekends of the 3rd and 4th, every weekend, and the school holidays, and also the Thursdays and Fridays between the 3rd and the school holidays for little ones and school groups.
Yeah, oh, lovely. So if you've got one who's not quite at school yet and you want to kind of avoid that busyness of the weekends,
the Thursdays and Fridays are perfect,
Fantastic. And of course, they'll get something to take away with them from Santa when they meet him in the grotto.
Yeah, every child gets an age-appropriate gift and a little sticker as well.
Fantastic. So a lovely way to go and spend the day up there. Pretty cost effective. So for £5.50, obviously on top of your entry fee, but it's a great day out anyway.
It is.
Now, not only for the kids, there's loads of other stuff going on at the Thorpe Perrow Arboretum.
Yep.
And you can basically sort your house out ready for Christmas, can't you?
Yeah, we've got an on-site plant centre and they're selling non-drop Christmas trees from the 3rd of December.
Oh, I love that you put non-drop in there because, oh my goodness, it's annoying.
Yeah, we were finding needles in March, I think, last year.
So the Christmas trees are available from your plant centre.
Yep.
And they can be delivered, can't they, within a radius?
Within 5 mile radius, they can be delivered free of charge. So,
not only that, but you've got a special workshop on.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. It's the first one of the kind that we've done. So Emma from the Flower Studio in Richmond is coming on the 7th of December in the morning, and she's going to teach you how to make a Christmas table centrepiece. So everyone's done wreath courses, everyone knows how to make a stunning wreath for their front door, but this is something beautiful to sit in the middle of your Christmas table. You've got Christmas parties, you've got friends round. With the right care, they'll last through till Christmas. And she'll show you how to make one and then you take it away with you. Yeah, and we're going to collect a lot of the foliage that will be used from the Arboretum as well.
Oh,
so
lovely.
You can say, so this came from Thorpe Perrow. So, you know, the trees and stuff will be in there.
That's really nice to be able to tell the story of where something came from, isn't it?
Yeah. And Emma's also going to, while we're there, demonstrate how to do a wreath. So if anybody doesn't know how to do one, the skills are similar, but obviously using a different sort of template. And she's going to give that away in a prize draw of the participants that are there on the day. So you could come away with a wreath and your table centrepiece.
And even if you don't come away with your wreath, you might still have the skills to be able to go hack and make one as well. So take away skills as well. That's brilliant.
And I think she's going to bring the kits along as well that you can buy. So the wreath kits and the Oasis rings. So you can take one home and make one.
Fabulous. And remind us when that was again.
So 7th of December from 10 o'clock.
And how much is that to come and set up?
So that's £30 per head.
Great.
And you don't need to pay the Arboretum entrance price on that because we're using a separate room. So.
Oh, fantastic. So you can just come along, get yourself a lovely table centrepiece, and you'd pay more than £30 for some of those, wouldn't you? So well worth doing. The last thing that we should talk about, of course, is that the Arboretum is open all year round.
It is, yep.
And so I imagine there is a good Christmas gift in there for somebody.
There is, yeah. Many, many of our customers are what we call our season ticket holders. And season tickets, as they sound, you can buy one and they last a full year from when you buy them. So we think they make an absolute great Christmas present because for families or for couples, mums and dads that are always tricky to buy for, I always struggle.
Yeah.
You know, you can give them a year of really great days out and there's something to see at Thorpe Arrow all year round. So for the cost of the season ticket, they've got a whole year of really good days.
And here's a nice idea, because if you've got younger children, you could go to grandparents and go, bought you a season ticket for Thorpe Arrow Arboretum. Do you want to take the kids?
Yeah, under fours are free, so yeah, absolutely. Get the grandparents to take the grandkids, yeah.
And also, they will love going, you know, if they've retired or whatever, it's a lovely place to go spend an afternoon for a walk and that sort of thing. So, and of course, ever-changing with the seasons.
Absolutely.
And
we had a crazy situation last week where the autumn colours, which were absolutely stunning this year, were still on the trees when we had that snowfall.
Oh, yeah?
So we had some amazing pictures of the colours with the snow on top.
That snow really took us by surprise, didn't it? Very early snow this year.
Yeah, I was ready for some Christmas tunes, though.
So we might try and stick one on for you in a bit, Lindsay. So,
great.
Thank you very much. Anybody wants to find out any more about Thorpe Arrow Arboretum, can they check the website out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.thorpeperrow.com. Just make sure you don't get an E in between Thorpe and Perrow. Drop me an email, enquiries@thorpeperrow.com. And again, no E.
And have a wonderful Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to see your pictures, actually. We're going to put some pictures on our social media of the grotto. And if you do head over to Thorpe Arboretum, we'd love to see your pictures too. @StrayFM on Twitter, or you'll find us on Facebook as well.